Blog Talk Radio.
Goddamn it, Merry Goddamn Christmas. Happy fucking holidays. Man, you know, at the end of the year, I always take a look back. Goddamn it. I don't know if you do, because you might not want to see what you did this year. But me, I look back and I say to myself, what the fuck did I do this year? Think about this shit. I successfully managed my channel. That's not really a big deal, but it is. I played my hand correctly and got, you know, my mojo back with that dough. I laid the foundation for my alumni to get laced deeper. And they didn't go on through all of the course. Now they're living it. I bought my daughter a car. I took care of all the business that I claimed I would. You know, and when I be speaking to you, a lot of times I be planning as I speak. And I see you, private number, but I know you that fucking punk. But then again, you might be that other cat. And I wish that other cat wouldn't use the private number. But I'm going to take a chance. All right, private number, what's going on, man? What you want?
What's popping, bud? I'm a new subscriber.
No, you're not, man, that fucking fake voice. Man, this, I don't know. First he called, he want to tell me my shit ain't no good. Then he want to tell me some, oh, God, this dude. You guys do not understand how much of this kind of shit I got to go through. But any motherfucking way, I be planning sometime when I be speaking to you guys. Everything that I be saying, not everything, but a lot of things that I be saying, it comes to me while I'm talking to you. So, you can stay asleep if you want to. I'm not saying wake up. I personally get enough rest when I go to bed. 254, what's up with you, bro?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Oh, look, I'm waiting to get into the next semester for January, and I was looking at the lessons. Like, I ain't gonna say too much, but like in lesson two, you ask us about writing down the six facts.
This is not to be talking about the shit, man. That's why I don't like to give you. You guys are silly, man. You paid money for this because you want to let some other motherfucker get it for free.
I wasn't finna say that.
Well, don't even talk about the course, bro.
Okay. All right.
Is that all you had?
Yeah, I just had to.
You could have emailed me. Hey, anything about the course is private. All right? Thanks.
Yes, sir. Later.
All right. Okay. Private number, I see you, man, but you came on with that fake-ass voice. Now you're just going to call back, and you're just going to sit there because I ain't going to fuck with you, man. You ain't fucking my day up. And like I said, when I go to bed, I get enough rest, hopefully. And I only need 3-4 hours because I can't sleep. And I damn sure don't want to be sleepwalking, you know, like most of you motherfuckers be doing. Like that punk that just got off the line because you know I ain't finna fuck with him. You guys be watching that Walking Dead or whatever that shit is, Living Dead or whatever. You can just keep watching that shit, but just don't let this get past you, because I don't think you guys realize you are one of those motherfuckers, the Walking Dead or whatever they are, is a real fucking popular show. I think it's the Walking Dead. But anyway, all right, let me try this other foreign motherfucker. Man, I hope you ain't this dude. What's up, foreign number? 347, whatever.
What's going on, Rosebud? This is Jay from London. I spoke to you a few shows back.
What's up?
Yeah, what's going on, man? You still didn't answer my question. I asked you, remember in one of the shows you said game meant something, and, you know what I mean, I saw a bit of a contradiction, but you didn't really explain it.
Hey, bro. Can't you understand? Fuck you. If you didn't get it, it ain't for you to get. Why are you calling me asking again?
Because you didn't answer my question in the
show.
Hey,
I answered it over your head, you short motherfucker.
No, you didn't answer it, man.
Listen to this. I can't answer it because you a blockhead and you got shit blocking your ears, you fucking punk. You guys got to excuse me. God damn it. The living dead, the walking dead, or some shit. You guys are one of them motherfuckers. Walking around half alive. You know, just hope, I guess. I think they the walking dead, yeah. But anyway, I set it up a few years ago. And only a few months ago started really, really using it. Because I must know what I'm doing. I'm not the kind of dude to just fake some shit like this fucking dude in London or wherever he at. Call it. I am paying attention to him. Okay, fuck that. But any motherfucking way, I have to face my alumni, you know, and I want my shit to be progressive. So I'm on top of everything before I motherfucking actually launch it. So, sorry to let you motherfucking haters down. I know you think that I'm doing what all you fucking suckers doing. But I don't really need YouTube. I don't. I would imagine I need it if I want to use it as I am for my little promotions and shit. But YouTube don't do nothing for me for my money. My money coming in through word of mouth. And I would imagine at one time these YouTube views and all that shit was helping. But it never paid me. Because I ain't even going through that shit to what they call it, monetize. I ain't going through all that. I'd say too much controversial shit for me to try to go along with some kind of guidelines YouTube guy. I love YouTube, and I try my best to stay within the guidelines. But sometimes I say provocative words or statements, and they'll be just shut me down for that shit. So, you know, I don't need all that kind of goddamn shit. I'm customizing my classroom environment as best I can, and I'm customizing it to promote self-growth. I don't think any of you truly need somebody to guide you, to help you do whatever the fuck you think you want to do. I just don't really believe that. So I think that I'm lucky in a way to have something so useful. So the thing that I'm doing is focusing on Sidewalk University. That's my goal for next year. And what I'm saying is back to, you know, what the fuck have any of you done this year? All that shit that I just got through talking about, and it took me that long, was how much shit I did last year. And I mean, I'm happy. I'm proud. I do a lot of things. And nothing that you can't do, but it's something you don't do. Now, that's up to you what you're going to do or what you ain't going to do. But myself, this last little situation, sale that I had, just really opened my eyes. You know, I got so many motherfuckers that this coming semester is full. But people are still calling, trying to get in. So I got a waiting list now. And what I'm saying is, I think that's the way I'm going to be trying to have it go. Have it full a semester ahead so that when people do buy it, they're going to be buying it for the next semester. See, this is what you got to understand about procrastination. You might do it, you might not. If you're a procrastinator, that is definitely true. But who are you hurting? Because my point is, I haven't made my mind up about it yet, but if a motherfucker want this shit and they're going to be getting it a semester ahead, I think I'm going to have to compensate. And I'll figure that compensation out on another day or something. I ain't really thought about that yet. But I'm thinking that Sidewalk University is going to blow up this year. I mean, I've only had it 4 or 5 years. And we all know it takes that long to even start walking as a business. So my life may be organized for a change, because I got a whole bunch of things in the work that I'm going to do next semester. And it's going to make it more organized, and it's going to make it, it may even make it more profitable, but I'm not going to be tripping on my money right now. I simply want my motherfucking school to be fully loaded, period. Have everything you need, especially information. So I'm seeing right now that I'm going to have probably I'm going to have more than one class. And that's not going to be a big deal, but it is something that I'm proud of. I'm just fucking proud. And I think, you know, these are students. I mean, if I could, I would shake all their hands, because these dudes, this group I got now, you should hear them. They are sounding so smooth when it comes to talking. And it's all because I have to force feed them the understanding of talking to a woman or talking to anyone instead of talking at them. Okay, so you hear that. I don't care. Go do it. You ain't gonna be able to do it because it takes some skills. And you ain't going to search out the skills because everybody ain't got it. I got it. And each semester is getting smoother and better. I'm going deeper and deeper because each semester is a learning semester for me. I'm a motherfucker that learns all the time. I'm not going to get the knowledge of something and then that's it. Why ain't none of you guys calling except this fucking idiot? Jesus Christ. I can't stand this motherfucker, man. So, I mean, he comes on and just sits on there. Sits on the line. Wait for me to fucking... You want me to pick you, you motherfucking punk? See, it's not for suckers. What I have is not for suckers. And you can tell you a sucker, because like women, you know, when they like you and then something happens and y'all fall out, They just stalk you. They don't stalk you to hurt you, but they just monitor everything you do, like this punk doing, man. I think he liked me, man. But what I'm saying, that's what bras do. Bras is, I'm just going to be a thorn in his side until he gives me some time. Boy, if I was, you know, a little, you know, funny, wishy-washy, man, I thought I left this fucking phone. What's up, Juan? I'm doing this video. It's not posted. Man, no tip. See, that bitch, I put the wrong thing up there. Hey, I appreciate it, man. But let me, what the fuck, how come that number, the number is there, man. 845-277-9263. All right, man. Yeah, be cool. All right. What I'm saying to you guys is that if you don't want something, you ain't getting it. And you know why? He be listening to shit. Oh, professors, you know, your phone number's not going across the... It is. You motherfuckers just ain't calling. I don't care. It's the holidays. Maybe you ain't fucking... I don't know what would keep you from calling. But let's see. What's the number to call in? Why would the motherfucker ask what's the number to call in? I don't understand it. I'm wondering. Let me do this. Because these motherfuckers. Okay, now. What the fuck? No, I don't want that shit. Hide that fucking bullshit. All right, you guys, I'm going to just keep going. Because if it ain't up there, the number is 845-277-9263. Now, I can't see why it ain't up there because I see it scrolling across in front of my motherfucking shovel right now. But if you want to call in, call in. It will be cool. All right, so check in. My idea is for this university to be for any man who wants to complete the course in the correct way. Because I get a lot of people that buy the course and make improvements on their own. And they hit me back telling me how they love it. But when they come to Sidewalk University, they just are completely shocked of how much they missed. Now, what I'm saying is I'm thinking about implementing that you have to sign up for the next semester. Because if you got the course and you do whatever you can do learning it, and then you come to Sidewalk University because you didn't have it however long, maybe you bought it halfway through the semester and waiting another half, month and a half. You didn't have it that long. You didn't learn whatever you learned. You didn't got whatever you got from it. But at the same time, I'm going to start busting on you, just dropping science on you. And you're going to see, damn, this shit got way more than I thought it had in it. And you know, you're going to be like me. You're going to be saying, I love it. What's really going on, you're getting to see a multifaceted man role. And it brings out jealousy in some people, envy in others. But what it does is make me appreciate being able to see through muddy water and spot dry land. You know, have you noticed that you personally haven't advanced anything for yourself? I'm not talking shit. And if you have advanced for yourself, then I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the motherfuckers that ain't advanced shit for themselves except age. Well, I certainly get older. I got older because I'm way more tired than I used to be. But if you remember, I started my own station last New Year's. Because if you remember, that's what I predicted I was going to do. I'm telling you, if you want to do something, you have to do it. It's not going to do it for you. So this New Year's, I'm starting my Streetwise University, which is a branch inclusive of Sidewalk University. So at the least, you must admit, I don't do little shit. Now, watch me build my motherfucking Sidewalk University into something you're going to admire. Not admire me. You're going to admire the university, what it's doing. I know some of you guys have met some of them cats that didn't graduate already. I got, I don't know, I think I have about 3,000 graduates. No, I have 2,200 graduates. And I have 800 motherfuckers, excuse me, that got certificates. But my point, you'll still be hating on me, but you're going to admire the fact that I do not fake or lie or exaggerate about accomplishing giant shit. Now, my shit could be nothing to you, but my shit is big in my eyes, and it's big in a lot of people that fuck with their eyes. Just about everybody that fuck with it. Now, this is mind-boggling to me. So many of you motherfuckers all be screaming that all I want is views on my YouTube channel. And you keep on going to view that video or a video. It would seem to me, if you don't like the fact I may be getting views, seems like any smart motherfucker would stop viewing the shit. But I've seen some fools who've been on a video of mine 7 or 8 times just to tell me I ain't shit and I'm old. I never received 1 red cent from my motherfucking YouTube channel. And don't plan on receiving none. I have a much bigger fish to fry than that little fucking shit. So sit back, make sure you keep hating, and watch me work. Because I'm going to do my shit. Don't be mad at me. Because I use my goddamn mind. Don't be mad at me because I think my shit through. I don't give a fuck what you really think of me. I don't give a fuck what you think about what I'm doing. I'm a fully self-sufficient man. And don't kiss no one's ass to motherfucking do it. I ain't agreeing with shit. Unless I do. And those of you who have been on here and you've dealt with me, you know how I roll. Those of you who love to hate my old who love to hate on my old ass, I'm going to really give you something to hate on me about. I'm a real nigga. You know, I ain't faking because I talk hella shit. I don't talk shit to cover up shortcomings. I talk shit to broadcast. I talk shit and I make big moves while I talk the shit. And each year, where are you? You can't tell me you wasn't doing this shit last year. You can't tell me you didn't promise how much you're going to change, blah, 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 last year. In the same place you were last year at this time. And y'all should try to be more like the way I roll. You know, you'd have less problems and far less worries. But you're welcome to continue down the path you're going. I ain't mad at you. I used to be mad at you motherfuckers, but I ain't no. Stay mad at me. Oh, God. See, I don't know what's up. This motherfucker can call in, but can't nobody else call in. Man. All right. I ain't going to answer you, dude. So, you know, stay on there. It's cool. But what I'm actually saying, you can stay mad at me, stay hating at me, or you can wake your motherfucking ass up and get some game on life. I have so much more to offer my alumni, it's almost pitiful. They're going to get exactly what they bargained for. And I won't do it for them. But they're going to be transformed. They're going to be transformed into the alpha prodigies they always were. See, you can't really overcome your obstacles unless you truthfully identify them. Then you have to eliminate them one by one. You do that by asking yourself, how many truths are there? And that answer, we find out at Sidewalk University. I mean, I could tell it to you, but what good would it do us? It ain't going to do you no fucking good because you don't know what to do with it. You're the kind of motherfucker that just get information and plop it up on top of each other. And once you do that, you know what that shit becomes? Clutter. It just got your mind cluttered with all the bullshit you done heard. All the bullshit people done told you. And believe it or not, every fucking thing the motherfuckers say, whoever said it, is good for some person. But you rarely give a person that speak of fuck this fucking car that made my alarm call. Hold on. Loud pipe ass motherfucking drive by any goddamn way. What I'm saying is we learn. Well, I'm not going to tell you the answer to that, but here's the key. If there's more than one, if there's only one, it may not be for you. That truth. What's true for me is not necessarily true for you. So we can't say that only one truth for you. There is a number of truths, more than one. But what is that number? Do you know? I fucking know. Your job in life is to find out what's true for you. You can't find out what's true for all men unless you're willing to be like all real men are, which admit they're adventurous. Not adventurous like skydiving, but adventurous as far as finding out how to win. using what they use. So, what I'm saying is, if you really look into who or what you are, you will see that you're part of a herd of people, no more than a sheep or a cow. Sheep and cows and herd-minded creatures will follow anything that leads them. Because, you know, they have a herd mentality. Are you of that mentality? No, really. The year is over, or just about. And you can answer that question honestly now. Well, if you're going to try to change that next year. But if you're not of the herd mentality, go for what you know. And if you don't know shit, go for what you don't know and learn some shit. I'm just saying. What is wrong with learning? What the fuck is wrong with getting sharper as you age? What is wrong with making some plans and sticking to them, motherfuckers? There's no losers in life unless you quit. You know something else? This is a little funny, but I don't even pay attention really to what's said about me. But I'm quite happy to know out of all the comments I get, the plus comments are like 10 to 1 over the, you know, no comments. And they obviously, man, don't be listening to them crazy part, no, blah, blah, blah. And I know what they're saying is true. And I already think what they're saying anyway, but I got to read the shit. I don't know why I got to. I just be willing to hear what they fucking complaining about. And they all say the same shit. You old, you outdated, you know, and that shit don't work. You know. I know there are many thousands of men I directly helped see their full potential. And that is the most important fact. That's the most important fact about my work. And none of the haters ever mention it. You know, you listen to me, you check my videos out and shit, and you hear very, actually you only hear this, well, he ain't up there now, but you only hear that dude complain. Everybody else have compliments, or at least plus comments. So, even though you hate me and what I stand for, you can't hate the fact I am the truth. And it's been proven over the last 12 years. It's been proven over the last 5 years by my alumni. I have nothing to be ashamed about and everything to be proud of. I succeeded in being a motherfucker. And now I'm succeeding at rousting suckers. Taking the funk on where else? Social media. I am truly a motherfucker in the rawest form. I keep reading these comments being made about me. And I have been called so many different names other than old man. That's a pleasure for me to tell you the truth because of how I think. What's pleasurable is that I see there's at least a progression. Oh, yeah, progression in the way you hate on me. what's cool to me is none of you are saying anything true. You're all being ruled, I guess, by your emotional state of hating on me because I might have said something about your guru or something. You're being ruled by your emotions. I attacked your idol. Can't your idol speak up for itself? Well, I did and will attack any motherfucker who say they can roast me and don't do it. I will attack and say shit about any motherfucker that had a nerve to tell a motherfucker to pay bitches. I mean, you know, my former friend, one of them three amigos, I just can't believe that's what he's doing, but somebody hit me and said that's what he's doing. Just pay the bitch. Boy, I don't really believe it, but who knows what a lying-ass fake motherfucker would do. You know I ain't doing shit. I'm doing the same thing I've been doing. This is why you like me, even though you can't admit it. I do what I say. Well, I've always done what I say. I have been called a traitor to the gang. And I was called that because I married a square bitch. And the thing about it, some of these suckers bring that shit up like I was hiding it. Or a fraudulent dude because I was married. What I'm saying is we can address that for a second or two. I left the game over 20 years ago. I wasn't married when I left the game. Well, I was married. I was married to the game. I got married to the game in 76. But I didn't have a wife when I stopped tipping. Now some suckers that want to have, you know, some negative words about me, they should at least think about what the fuck they saying. When I did get married, I had been out the game for a few years, and I definitely wasn't going to search out no hoe qualified to be with me who hadn't paid me so I could marry a hoe. Shit. So thinking like I was thinking, which I was thinking like I was still in the game, was going to do one thing for me. Beat my ass and turn me into a fake and a hater. Because I'm trying to fake like I'm living up to this game. Man, I'm living up to the game because I'm doing the fuck I want to do. I'm not living up to the pimping because I ain't no pimp. When you young fools grow up and get a little wisdom, you will realize how stupid your fucking remarks are. Like me or hate me. That's your call. If you decide to hate me, hate me a lot. I don't, you know, don't hate the fear you have of me. That will keep you trying to fake like you don't fear me. And then you're going to rank yourself. You know, matter of fact, the proof is in the pudding. The only motherfucker ain't scared of me is that punk motherfucker that want to tell lies. All the rest of you motherfuckers that got something to ask, but scared to ask, and I don't know, maybe I sound too mean today. If you accept that you hate me, you'll be able to go on about your business. But if you don't accept it, you're going to be like most of the bitches I had and left. They couldn't stop hating on me because she couldn't stop thinking about me. If you can't have what you're thinking about, you start to not like whatever that is. Shit. Do yourself a favor. Accept that you will never be like me unless you do what I did. That's get out and take the chance to become you, because I sure got out. and took the chance to become me. I went out there and became Rosebud Bitter Dust. And what's important about that is I know who the fuck I am. And the wisecracks, the recognition that I'm still relevant today, 20 plus years after leaving the game, still rolling like gangbusters, all that just confirms that I was and still am a real motherfucker. Period. Every craftsman has their tools. They have their tools so they can ply their trade. Now, don't forget your tools. Oh, you don't even fucking know what your tools are, huh? That's why you pretend. So, man, Sidewalk University got a lot to offer you, man. I can actually tell you who you are. Give me a week, and then you'll see, because I'll tell you. Everybody ain't the same. One or two at a time, fall off weekly for the first 6 weeks. Because it'd be that many fraudulent, lying motherfuckers that just had some money to waste because they just quit. Man, I ain't even ashamed to say it because everybody can't keep up with this shit. It's like the motherfucking Marines. We just want a few good men at Sidewalk University. Everybody that join ain't going to be no motherfucking good motherfucking student. I had an alumni now tell me, I was coaching him, that he told me that one of the first things that he learned fucking with me was understanding the word contemplation. He said understanding that word saved his life. And then he thanked me. So, okay, I did. And I asked him, how did it save you, man? You know, dudes be saying shit just to say it. But I did want to know, man, how the fuck did it save you? So he said that he looked up the word and realized he had never actually did anything past his initial thought. And after looking the word up, he understood its importance. Now, I could have quizzed him about that, but he probably wouldn't have answered what I wanted to hear. But I, being an instructor, he was correct in what he was saying. So I felt like I should just not agree with him, but I wasn't going to add anything to it because it would have just been confusing to him. Let him go out with what he understands about the fucking word contemplation. Let him use his understanding of the word to help him navigate some shit he's going to run into. Then, you know, we can talk. See, I instructed in my course to learn the definitions of words instead of thinking you know what the word means and use it in some kind of stupid way. It's very important that we all take heed of what we're saying. How many of you know what the word the means? I mean, you motherfuckers better call me, goddamn. I'm gonna fucking... No, I ain't gonna stop. Anyway, did you know the word the has no meaning? The word the is only a description. I looked it up, and this is what I found. The is an adjective used before a noun denoting somebody or something that has already been mentioned or identified or something that is understood by both the speaker and hearer as distinct from a or an. Now, we use that fucking word every single day. Probably numerous times. Each day. And none of us knew what it meant. Not even me. I pose the question. Well, I was writing my class plan. And I asked that question, do any of you know what the word the means? And before I could continue, I had to look it up because I didn't even know what it means. I had a point that I was making, and I was using a word that we use every day, and the came to my mind. But I didn't know what the fuck it meant. Think of how many words we use each day we take for granted to understand the meaning of, and we understand how you use it, but we don't. This is scary. What is education? Is education the shit you're taught, or is it the reality of maneuvering correctly in your life? I think it's the latter. It may be the former. Education is not an across-the-board tool for everyone. This is not. Everyone should be educated, but what degree do you or I feel educated? To me, if education taught you to learn who you are before you start trying to be something you heard of, most of you would be brilliant. Hell, there's always going to be those of us who must take the short bus to get educated. But even for them, if they realize who they are, who they could be, they would go as high as they could go. I'm brilliant, and so are you. I don't care if you don't believe you're brilliant. I'm going to believe I'm brilliant. And the more you don't believe you're not brilliant, the duller your brilliance is going to become. God allowed me to be fortunate enough to explore and find out who I really am. And I'm hoping I'm sharing with you the tools and the system to do the same. Because that's me. I just might be a saint. I'm doing this because I've been getting a lot of instant messages about my course and tools. But people are skeptical. Still, I can't really wrap my mind around a person doubting my course at this point. I have an open forum 3 times a week, this, where I'm open to any person's complaint about my course. I mean, if you bought it and have a complaint. I have people that call in and complain and don't really have bought the course. So you ask them a question or two about what they didn't like, then they hang up. Don't you think, really think about this, don't you think if they didn't feel they got their money's worth, you would hear about it on social media, or maybe somebody would call in on when I'm doing one of these videos and, you know, tell me whatever about it. But that doesn't happen. You only get these dudes like that private number motherfucker. Just lying. It makes me want to find out how to alleviate the skepticism. Then I think about that caller. That caller is no different than the Trump machine. They're going to give you misinformation so you be confused about what the fuck you need to do or should do. I'm telling you, this is how you stop that COVID shit. You just say, you don't have to get vaccinated. But if you get sick and it's COVID, you are not going to be seen at the hospital. Period. See how many of them motherfuckers get that shot then. Because what I'm saying is, they're making it to where your uncle or your mama or your relative can't even go to the hospital if they broke their fucking leg. Why? It's COVID people in there, and they're all unvaccinated, and they're taking all the beds. They're overworking the nurses. Then the motherfuckers chose to not get vaccinated. Why the fuck do I gotta suffer? I can't stand them motherfuckers. So, last night I couldn't really sleep. Thinking about shit, not that shit I just mentioned, but thinking about a lot of shit. So, I had to get up and write this bullshit down I was thinking. Well, this is not bullshit. It's, you know, that's how a lot of times I write my shit, because of something make me think of it. But let me tell you, why do I do this? I don't really fucking know, except I'm just like you. I'm becoming more and more hooked on technology. But me, I don't want to admit it. You want to admit it. I'm liking this technology shit. I'm using my phone for it now. I never used my phone for anything. I didn't go to the internet on the phone. I didn't text, blah, blah, blah. But if you remember last year, at this time, that was one of the additions to my regular fucking resolution, that I was going to get more involved, you know, with today's technology. Because I didn't really do nothing to fuck with the computer for what I fucked with it for, writing and maybe a video or something. So what I'm saying, it's so important for me to leave this earth and have made an impression on it, that sometimes I can't sleep thinking about the shit. I just don't want to be here and simply die. I want to be here and be remembered for the good I did as a pimp and as a man to my fellow man. If I invented something, no one would take it serious enough to buy it, because I was a hell of a pimp. So, I didn't really invent shit to sell. But I did harness the essence of what made me a natural motherfucker, and I put the shit in my course. I was a motherfucker in my goddamn chosen field, and am becoming a motherfucker in my second choice field. I take that back. This is not my second choice. It's the natural progression of a damn dedicated to the life I led motherfucker. So, you know, salute to all you motherfuckers who feel the same. And the quadruple salute to those of you who are the same. It's a big difference. Do you go out and earn your shit? I've sold a lot of the new tools for conversation, and I received as many compliments. I received the same as many compliments on how well these tools work. And what the average person don't know is that anything you say will work as long as you know how to say it. There are no more guides for the serious motherfuckers. And entertainment is for the person who's, you know, not ready to take this shit serious. I cover or satisfy both of those. The person searching for entertainment and the person searching for destiny. I have always wanted to be an entertainer. So those of you who buy the tool or listen to my videos for entertainment, I couldn't make it without your motherfucking ass. That's what entertainers say when they make comments to their fans. But on the real, those of you who buy the course because you genuinely want to make improvements in your life and you don't see any entertainment value in the course, I'm with you. The only entertainment you get out of the course is the pride you see when you see yourself grow. That's it. It just makes you happy. People that enrolled in Sidewalk University have shown me that if I extend a helping hand, they will reach out and grab it to start rolling on their own. And that gives me a serious ego boost because it shows me I'm not a lucky man in my life. It reinforces the way I see the light when I see it. The way I see the light was the way to see it for me. You can't be mad at me because I saw it correctly. Believe me, I am not the only one who saw the light and paid attention to it. That light helps you actually see what you're witnessing. I have partners who are just as sharp as me, and not one of us didn't have an epiphany at one point in our lives that we jumped on. That light will come on and you'll see something, and if you don't go for it, you ain't gonna get it. We all saw what we should do. We all saw what we needed to do it. We all saw that we needed to ultimately become who we were trying to be. And you do that by not running from what it takes to be who you're trying to be. Mine was this confidence building information that I got. My partners was whatever they got. Because see, the only thing that's important is what do you have? What is your epiphany going to be? Epiphanies do not wait on you to see them. They come, and if you miss it, you got to wait for the next one that you don't even know when it's coming. Do you really think you have all that time to make your decisions? So far, there's been an overwhelming response to my school in this particular sale. I didn't know so many people wanted to be in my goddamn school. But so far, there's just been a big response. And I have to extend this sale till like the 23rd of this month. And only a few of you have taken advantage of this. Well, I can't say only a few. Even though it's a lot for me, it really, and overall, is a few that took advantage of this sale. I've had several sales, and you know, it never fails that when I announce that it's over, I get hella motherfuckers that want a goddamn this deal that I said is over. And I just tell them the sale is over, man. I can't do it. But you wait after the 23rd, somewhere in that space between the 23rd and the 2nd. If you want to get the shit, you can get it still. But it's not for the January semester. It's for the April semester. January is full. And if you want to sign up like that, it is not $500, it is $750. And you're still saving $600. So you were saving $800 with the last one, but this one you'll be saving $600. And hopefully, you know, that's how I'm gonna roll from now on. And I'm sure even though I've, you know, sold a lot of courses, there's 100 times that, you know, you were really out there searching for the keys to get, you know, the you that you know is in you to come out. So I can't force you to do anything, but by the time or by the same token, you don't see me when you look in the mirror. I'm just saying, I can't force you to do nothing. And when you look in the goddamn mirror, you don't see me looking back. It ain't like you're going to get to be me. If you're happy, so am I. But which one of us is telling the truth when we say we're happy? We're already counting down at SWU, getting ready for our next powerful year. Hope all is good with you. Because the new year is coming and it ain't waiting on now one of y'all. Sometimes decisions that you make are hard to swallow, like a bitter pill. I've made numerous decisions, all of which I figured a way to step to. Most of them, like I say, I can sidestep some shit if I want to or step to it. But most of them, I didn't want to sidestep. I stepped to them. Not only can I not figure a safe way to keep myself from being exposed to these weakness that you guys have up if I listen, I just still want what I want. I'm a much smarter man than I was 10 years ago. But I'm a person who has grown. I've gotten used to getting what I want. Hey, man, I don't care how many numbers you call from. I'm not finna. Watch this, you guys. This is a whole nother number. What's up with you, caller?
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to know, right, you know, as people get old, right, they get stuck in their ways. So does your course provide the ability to completely reinvent yourself?
No.
And you know, some experience, you know.
No, it doesn't. All right?
All right.
Yeah, see. What I'm saying is, that was some bullshit too, man. You guys can go for it if you want to. I ain't going for it. I just saying I'm much smarter than I was 10 years ago. So what I'm saying is, shit, 5 years ago, I would have jumped down that motherfucker's throat. But, you know, I'm going past that shit. I ain't doing none of it no more. Like I say, I am smarter than I was. But this shit, you know what I want, the shit is just weighing on my goddamn mind. It's really bothering me. The decision has already been made, and I'm going to stick to it. The hard part is going to be hitting that delete button and get your motherfucking ass out of my life the way you've been in my life. I want you in my life strictly for Sidewalk University. I want to delete everything else that I've been doing. I'm really thinking about doing that. Because I just cannot goddamn see me allowing Sidewalk University to fall off. So, if you got any of my shit that's on the CD, Nicki didn't let motherfucking CD player and listen to how I'd motherfucking go. If you seen in my shit in MP3s, MP4s, or whatever technology has been brought about, check it fucking out. Because contrary to popular belief, there are principles and boundaries that you must have and you must live within them. Learn what they are and stay down for your goddamn crown. All right, you guys. Didn't have no questions. Let me see on stream, y'all. Don't really have no questions here either. Jim, I stopped waiting for what I want. Good shit. Dylan, oh, is that Dylan? Okay. Insightful. Funk Boogie, the word black is an adjective, but the only dummies that use it like a noun is the people in the United States. Okay, English professor. Slang, form, law. That's some deep shit, Dylan. Okay. Black is too. Whatever, man. Look, how much for the Macaholics? That's a good sign. I might give it to you, motherfucker. Okay. Hey, I guess that's infinite consciousness. January, April, July, and October. Those are semesters. Man, my D121, you wrong, man. I don't really have a Sidewalk University site, but I got Rosebud, the author site. And that motherfucker is got all my shit on. All the Sidewalk shit on it. Look on the Sidewalk page. We ready. Infinite, I want to get an SWU. I just told you how Infinite went. All right, you guys, look. I just wanted to see what y'all was saying because I might not fuck with Facebook. I mean, not Facebook. Blog Talk. Because you motherfuckers ain't calling. Ain't that a bitch? I might start reading this shit because look like this way y'all like to roll at, but I don't, so I might not be doing this shit. Anyway, I'm gone. Be safe. I know you're going to hear from me before the holidays, but if you don't hear from me, be safe, because I don't want to lose none of you motherfuckers, even though I keep talking shit and I be acting like I don't like y'all. I do. I'm just a nigga. I'm out.